It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Indeed it is. Hello and welcome to Border Crossings from Studio 4. We're live in downtown D.C. And if you want to check in, the phone lines are open 202-619-2077. That is our studio phone number for you to call with your request and dedication. We will be giving away another Now 63 CD this hour. This is the last week we're giving away those CDs. So get ready to win and get ready for your requests. Here's one for Yvonne, who listens in Ghana. It's the Imagine Dragons with Believer, right here on Border Crossings.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Crossings Believer, and that's off the new album Evolve from Imagine Dragons, who have created their own charity foundation, and they've done it in the name of equality. They want everybody of all race, color, creed, sex. It's all about equality for all kind. I mean, whatever your sexual preference is and whatever your ethnic background is. So they're raising money and awareness. It's called the Loud Love Charity Foundation. The Loud Love Charity Foundation. And the motto is, we are changing the hearts of people. And so far, in just 1 week, they have raised millions of dollars and donated a million of it to the Pediatric Cancer Foundation. So that is just wonderful. I mean, what they're doing already. But congratulations to Imagine Dragons Evolve, the album Believer. For Yvonne, who's tuned in to Border Crossings in Ghana today, I'm Larry London, and thank you very much for joining us. It's a Tuesday, and away we go. Once again, if you'd like to call in for a request, 202-619-2077 is our phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. and twitter.com. Send us a tweet to #BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Hormeku Partisan is doing the listening in Ghana to 98.1 FM and checked in on our Facebook page. Edward Golian is listening and said, say hi to my schoolmates, Sisenyo and Jafari. Bilal is with us today, so hello, Bilal. Tom Rott checked in on the Facebook page as well. A lot of people join us on our Facebook page all around the world. Bartle, Bart Horvat, Varsha Femi, who's in South Africa. So, Varsha, thank you very much. Buy a donkey. Afrikaans for thank you. Buy a donkey. I learned that when I went to South Africa. The one Afrikaans word I learned. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us today on Facebook. Q. Nell Nelson Kwame checked in to say hello. Mesvin Yagezu, Daniel Belena, Zaklin Kolo Zahir also checked in. Augustino Jao Josie, Abeni Eximus, and we also heard from Vincent Maloba. So thank you all for going to the Facebook page. This is a big day for Michael Jackson fans. It's Michael Jackson's birthday today. So we're going to play a Michael Jackson song for Mesvin Yagezu, who wants us to remember Michael Jackson's birthday today. And by the way, I just read where Michael Jackson's family, remember that big funeral service with the silver coffin, and we all watched it on TV, and his daughter Paris gave a beautiful, touching speech, and Janet was up there. Apparently, it was just revealed by Catherine that Michael's body wasn't in that coffin. Michael's body was kept somewhere else. They had him cremated and spread his ashes under his favorite pear tree on the grounds of the Neverland Ranch. That's what they did. They felt that the body was at risk of being stolen or whatever. So, you know, a little bit of interesting news about Michael Jackson. All right, here's your request. Mesfin tuned in to Shager FM. Michael Jackson, gone too soon.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye. Gone too soon. Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon. Gone too soon. Like a castle built upon a sandy beach. Gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach. Gone too soon. Born to amuse, to inspire, to delight. In one day, gone one night. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage. The check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? She's dead.
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Border Crossing's brand new. That is the hottest song on the planet right now from Taylor Swift. It's called Look What You Made Me Do. It's a request from Chance Shambana in Bukavu, east of DRC, and a big Taylor Swift fan. So that is the brand new Taylor Swift song, Look What You Made Me Do, from her upcoming new album, her sixth album, Reputation, which goes on sale November 10th. Now, here's a bunch of news about what's going on with Taylor. Taylor always knows how to make a big splash. There's no question. She knows how to market herself and her music. The first thing, she's teamed up with UPS, United Parcel Service, for the first time ever. UPS is going to promote her new album. They've never promoted music before. They are going to decorate all their UPS trucks with the album cover of her new album. So she's got a partnership. And you're going to see these trucks here in America driving around with Taylor's face from the album cover to Reputation. So that's number one. Number two, the song has broken a record for streams in a 24-hour period. Within its first 24 hours of being released last Friday, 8 million streams in one day. That's, you know, there were days when artists strive to get a million. She got 8 million in one day. So this song is climbing up the charts. Here's the other thing. She put out her video for this song. And the video is also breaking all kinds of video view records. But the video contains a bunch of subtle messages that only Taylor Swift fans would get. There are those that believe this song is a diss on Kanye West, because Kanye put out a song called Famous, which was a kind of poking at Taylor. So she has responded with this. In actuality, she says that she's making fun of herself. All of this is kind of a thing about herself. And there's all kinds of subtle messages in her video. If you look at the video, next time you watch this video closely, you'll see at one scene, there's a bunch of mini Taylors grabbing at today's Taylor. They're kind of like surrounding her. And these are actually Taylor Swift, who posed and wore the clothing of these various different hits and albums that she's had out since her start about 10 years ago. So it's kind of bizarre. You see a bunch of little Taylors, all different looks, all different stages of her career, grabbing at the new Taylor, the current Taylor. In one of the scenes, she's in a bathtub filled with diamonds. Some people thought she was making fun of Kim Kardashian. No, she said it. Poking fun at myself and the lifestyle I lead. And if you look closely, there is a dollar bill in the bathtub with her with all those diamonds. The dollar bill, what's the significance of it? She recently won an award of a dollar in a Arizona court in a lawsuit she filed against a DJ in Colorado for grabbing her behind. And he lost his job. All she was seeking was a dollar, and to show everybody that she was right and he was lying, and she won the case. There's some other little subtleties as well, and it's all kind of interesting, it really. And you know, there's a scene where a bunch of people in the video are wearing cat masks, and of course we know Katy Perry loves cats and Katy Cats, and there's a little bit of that stuff going on as well. So all kinds of interesting subtleties, many of them. Many more than I just mentioned in the video. The new song, Look What You Made Me Do, and I would bet soon it's going to be number one. I'm hoping that Despacito gets its 16th week or 17th week. It can break the record. But I would venture to say that Taylor's song is going to climb up the top very, very quick. Thank you very much for your request, Chance Shambana. Suleiman is in McKinney and wants me to send a shout-out to all the Mass Comm students at UNIMEC. So, holla! Also, Edward and his brother Kenny Justin are tuned in. And Tom Rott, Malake Salam, happy 40th birthday to you, my friend. Thank you for listening. All right, moving along, we've got a request from Lawrence Loco. And he's in Ghana. He wants this country song from Bo Bryce. It's called The Real Thing on Border Crossings.
Every word I say, I mean it. Every single day I feel it. But sometimes when you talk, it's obvious you want to show it. So don't blow.
Tell me not to lie, tell me not to wait. Tell me that you want. Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am. Can you please tell me, oh, where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And if somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I know that you still care for me. Ooh. I've been around enough to know that dreams don't turn to gold, and that there is no easy way. No, you just can't run.
Crossings, love, 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 love Whitney Houston music. And that's a request from Nanami Shiro, who's listening to us today, and Whitney's song, Where Do Broken Hearts Go, here on Border Crossings. And there's a new video, a new biography about Whitney Houston. It's a film. It's on the Lifetime Cable Network, and it's about Whitney. It debuted last week. And they're going to be running it throughout the next few weeks. It's called Whitney, Can I Be Me? And it's very interesting. They did a lot of research. They dug a lot of interesting information up about Whitney, her life, and some of the things we didn't know about Whitney, which were very, very interesting to find out in this documentary. For example, a lot of Whitney's career was not up to her. Clive Davis and her management team decided a lot of what song she was going to sing, where she was going to perform, what she was going to do. They kind of controlled every aspect of her life. And the more popular she became, the more control they took of her career. Some other things. Her parents were not very supportive of her. They didn't think music was a great career choice for her. They wanted her to do something else. But apparently Sissy and her father John, who were in a church, just believed that this was going against their religious beliefs for her to get into pop music. Also, there are those that say, and this is unsubstantiated, but they say that she had a physical intimate relationship with her manager, who's a woman, Robin Crawford. And it was kept very, very quiet because of the sensitivity to sexuality and gender expression at the time that Whitney's star was on the rise back in the 80s. Also, found something else interesting. Kevin Costner is responsible for the a cappella beginning of the song I Will Always Love You. The producers of the movie wanted the song to begin with music. David Foster was the musical director. They were all set to have this as a musical song. Kevin Costner, who obviously played the lead, the bodyguard part of that, said, no, 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 I insist that you guys do this a cappella. Let Whitney sing the beginning of I Will Always Love You a cappella, no music. It'll have much more effect, and look at what happened. It was number one for I don't know how many weeks. It worked. So there you go. A little bit of information about Whitney you may not have heard before. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Hello to Nairobi, Kenya. Checking in on 107.5 FM. Great to have you all with us today. Moses Sarugo checked in from Kampala. I heard from Zawedu, Da Osama Emanuel. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us. Esther Voss said, I was off for a little while because I was on vacation in Thailand. But now I'm back home in Budapest and I'm listening to you again. So hello, Esther. Havana tunes us in Denmark, and Alp Gergen is listening in Turkey. So thank you. The phone lines are open at 202-619-2077. If you watch the news here in the United States, you have heard nonstop coverage of the flooding that we've had in Texas over the past few days since the weekend when this very devastating hurricane brought torrential rain and made many people homeless, and quite a few people have lost their lives as a result of this terrible storm. I know it's coming on the heels of what took place in Sierra Leone recently, but here in the United States, you know, the last, you know, we had was Katrina of this size. Lady Antebellum did a fundraiser in a city north of Houston on Saturday to raise money and relief for the victims of this, and they've raised a lot of money. So far, the money that keeps coming in, over millions. There's millions of dollars being raised. So a lot of people in the music industry are doing this. They're getting together and they're performing concerts, raising money. As this news story continues to develop, people are still homeless right now as we speak. Here's a request from Enos in Ghana, Lady Antebellum and the Stars.
Stop!
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Border Crossings and Bob Marley, Three Little Birds for Kwasi in Ghana. And I want to say hello to Abubakar Rashid, who is listening to our live stream in Sierra Leone. We are at voanews.com. That's where you can catch the live stream. And we'd love to have you tune into Border Crossings. However you listen, as long as you do listen, the phone lines are open 202-619-2077. And after this request for Bartle Bart Horvat, we'll be talking with Ray about charts. It's Good Charlotte, Makeshift Love, here on Border Crossings.
Just leave. I used to get so high. 'Cause I was just a fool on me. This ain't makeshift love tonight. There's a tree I should mind.
Border Crossings and Good Charlotte and Makeshift Love. For Bartle Bart Horvat, who's listening to the show in Croatia, I'm Larry London in D.C. And alongside of me is Ray McDonald in Studio 4, also in D.C.
I just can't shut up. You know, I was just chattering in the background.
That's okay.
I'm just so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you with another weekly look at the charts. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Boy, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, but... Well, what I'm featuring today are two female pop stars whose careers are going in slightly different directions right now. I mean, you know, when you're a star and you have a lengthy track record of hits, you know, your career has peaks and valleys. Everyone undergoes difficulties from time to time. And Katy Perry is encountering a bit of bumpy air right now. We're going to take a closer look at Katy. She is in the top 20 this week. She's a guest artist on the new Calvin Harris song, Feels, which also features Pharrell and Big Sean. It moves from 21st to 20th place, and we'll catch up with Katy after Feels.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with those. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase.
Calvin Harris, Katy Perry, Pharrell, Big Sean, Fields moving up one slot to number 20. This is Calvin's ninth appearance in the U.S. Top 20 since 2011. Katy Perry. All right. Well, she hosted the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night. She kicks off her Witness World Tour on September 19th in Montreal, Quebec. And it's worth noting that Katy's Witness singles from her latest album have not done that well. Chained to the Rhythm peaked at number 4. Bon Appetit and Swish Swish have yet to reach the top 20, although Katy just dropped the video for Swish Swish. A new one called Save as Draft is on the way. Now, Katy's reviews for the MTV Awards were rather mixed. She hosted. She also performed. A lot of folks thought maybe she had overextended herself, that her comedy routines seemed a little forced. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because according to industry gossip, Katy was really counting on the MTV Awards to give her a little boost, to put her over the top, to sort of surmount the disappointing performance of Witness and its singles. She has a lot of tour dates already on the books, about 84. And sources said that if the MTV Awards didn't give her that boost, well, we might want to look for some changes in that touring schedule. So, you know, Katy Perry encountering some headwinds. She's a pro. She has a fantastic track record. She's going to be fine. As far as Calvin Harris goes, he's in residency right now at two clubs in Las Vegas for the months of September and October. He'll also appear at the Formula One Grand Prix festivals in Singapore on September 17th and Abu Dhabi on November 23rd. Calvin Harris's situation is different. His latest album, Funkwave Bounces, Volume 1, has done middling business. Peaked at number 2 both here and in the UK, but he's not an album artist anyway. He's a singles artist, and he's the world's highest paid DJ. He's doing just fine. So, we wish all the best to Katy Perry. Now, Pink has a new single, What About Us? Pink also performed and spoke at the MTV Awards, and I would say she was one of the night's big winners as far as exposure goes. What About Us skyrockets from 82nd to 29th place. Pink has tremendous career momentum going, and we'll catch up with her after What About Us.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? Children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
What about us?
Pink on VOA. What about us? Moving from number 82 to number 29 in 1 week. So it's a good bet that this will become Pink's 21st top 20 single appearance since 2000. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to our listener Nigel in Ghana, who sends What About Us to all of the soccer players in Europe. Nigel says, good job, guys. So there you go, Nigel. Pink. You know, Pink, I mean, Pink is on a roll right now. Her seventh album, Beautiful Trauma, arrives on October 13th. It's her first album in almost 5 years. So her fan base is hungry. They want something. And she sang this song Sunday night at the MTV Awards. And she also had a really good speech about accepting yourself. Apparently, her six-year-old daughter, Willow, came to her and said, you know, I'm the ugliest girl in my class. You know, I look like a boy with long hair. And Pink said she drew up a PowerPoint presentation of all the androgynous rock stars like David Bowie, and it showed Willow how beautiful and how they changed the culture and how we shouldn't change ourselves, and that we are here to teach others about different standards of beauty. And I mean, Pink cited her own tremendous success in this, and it was a very inspirational speech. So kudos to Pink. She hasn't yet announced a tour, although there'll be one. She has three more appearances on the calendar right now: September 16th in California. 6 days later, she'll be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. And if you're in Abu Dhabi on November 26th, you can catch her at the Formula One Grand Prix. So. They don't come any hotter than Pink right now.
Now, I liked her speech. You know, the MTV Awards seemed to be a full evening of expressing political views. And
it was politically charged.
Absolutely.
Yes, socially conscious this year.
And so, you know, I mean, we're in an age where everybody, there's a word now which wasn't as popular as it is these days in modern times, diversity. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about diversity. And yet, you know, the headlines still continue to be what they are. But this was quite an interesting evening for music to come together and stand on the platform of diversity. I loved her speech to her daughter.
Yeah.
It was very moving. A lot of people were crying. There was a lot of tears in the eyes of those in the audience. Thank you, Ray, for bringing us the chart chat. It's time for our CD giveaway. We've got the Now 63 CD giveaway. And we're going to continue that for the rest of this week. We have our final week of this giveaway, and today's lucky listener is Daniel Sifu in Ethiopia. Hey, congratulations, Daniel Sifu. You have won the Now 63 CD, and I thank you so much for all your support. We'll give another one away tomorrow, and we'll also be playing an hour of requests tomorrow. So please do come back at 1500 Universal and join us. I thank Wagner, our engineer, and Felicia, our director, for today. And I thank you, Ray, again. And thanks to you for listening to Border Crossings. Have a great night. I'm Larry London. Catch you tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.